Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Leviticus 26 underlines God's amazing faithfulness. When we walk with Him, He blesses us, verses 2 through 13. When we disobey Him, He disciplines us, verses 14 to 39. But through it all, He never gives up on us, verses 40 to 45. Notice His promises to those who walk with Him. Quote, "Then I will give you rain in its season. The land shall yield its produce, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. I will give you peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none will make you afraid. I will rid the land of evil beasts, and the sword will not go through your land. I will look on you favorably and make you fruitful, multiply you, and confirm my covenant with you. I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. I will walk among you and be your God, and you shall be my people." Verses 4 to 12. Although Israel's blessings were primarily physical, and ours today are mostly spiritual, yet the result in both cases led to intimacy with God. We are also promised fruitfulness through the Spirit's ministry, Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23, restfulness in companionship with Christ, Matthew 11, 28, fearlessness because, quote, "God always leads us in triumph," 2 Corinthians 2, 14, assuredness because, quote, "He has made us accepted in the Beloved," Ephesians 1, 6, devotedness because we, quote, "are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit," chapter 2, verse 22, and nearness, since, quote, "our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ, as we, quote, walk in the light as He is in the light," 1 John 1, 3, and 7. As we read the painful pathway of Israel, as they despised His statutes and abhorred His judgments, Leviticus 26, 15, and all the grief that was caused, even to the murder of their Messiah, quote, "Yet for all that," verse 44, "God loves them still and will remember His covenant and restore them as His people."
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.